Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We you drink a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
All right. I'm going to accept that I made this up like 2 minutes ago. And you might not have had enough time to get on here and kick it with me. Because I got home at like 5 minutes to one and shit, I got so much I want to talk about. I want to try to do it from 1 o'clock. I should have did it from 1:30. But we good. Let me get over here. Everything is cool right here. Okay. So, let me begin. Oh, God, look at all this. Never mind. Fuck that. Hold on. I want to get everything proper that I was talking about. You got to understand, man, I usually do this shit before I'm, you know, really at this point. But what I'm saying is shit, man. I thought of this shit. I want to talk about it, you know, and that's that. But listen, today's times, in quotes, there is no such thing as a black tie event. And when you do see one, there's hardly any people dressed in black ties or that, you know, that dress. So what I'm saying is this. When you do what you guys have done, so many things jump off. Otherwise, I'm not really talking about it, but I am, that Will Smith shit. See, there's nothing traditional. Now, let's look at those two men, Chris Rock and Will Smith. Traditionally speaking, Chris Rock did what the Oscars would prefer to be done in that instance. You know, play it off, woo-woo-woo, and go on with the show. Now, Will Smith, no matter what anybody say, no matter what point you have, he was a punk. And he should not have done what he did. But what made it something to talk about is that Chris Rock didn't go off. Because if Chris Rock would have went off, it would have been all kind of about the event, Oscars, blah, blah, blah. No. It's not about the Oscars. Because one motherfucker stood up. What I'm saying is this, fellas. I don't know what Will think. But I do know what his bitch be saying. And I do know what's out as far as about him and his woman, how they roll. So what I'm saying is for him to even trip, because for one thing, I did not get what was wrong with whatever joke Chris Rock said. There was something innuendo type going on that I wasn't up on. So I did not get it as far as Will's anger. Because his bitch say she like pussy. His bitch say she don't give a fuck if that mother put his dick in another bitch. She didn't say she know he get his motherfucking ass pumped by another nigga. But we all know that's the case. So what I'm saying is you have all these news media motherfuckers. You know, they want to be talking about this shit. But they don't want to talk about the truth. You know, of course, either way, Will side or Chris side shouldn't have been done. I can see both ways. But let's say Rosebud was up there, and I made the mistake of saying something that pissed Will Smith off, and he get up and walk toward me. Of course, I'm not thinking he's going to slap me, but he do, bam! I'm going to do like Chris Rock. I ain't going to say, damn, I got slapped by Will Smith. I'm going to do like Chris Rock. In regards, I ain't gonna fuck the Oscar ceremony up. Because that's what he did. He said, oh, goddamn, this motherfucker slapped me. Okay, I'm on the Oscars. I ain't gonna fuck it up. You know, he could have won Hood. I ain't saying he did. I heard he was bullied. I'm not saying none of that. I'm saying what happened. So the nigga come up, slapped the nigga. And the nigga decide to go and quote Oscars. What I'm saying is, did it continue? Did the Oscars continue? Did that particular event disrupt the Oscars? It should have, but it didn't. The nigga Will still got his award. The nigga Will then got up and walked up in front of millions of people and slapped this motherfucker, assault. And do you guys know that the police was ready to arrest Will Smith? Straight out, they was ready to arrest him. And fucking Chris Rock said, don't. I ain't filing no charges. So what I'm saying is two things. Niggas shouldn't really want to put niggas in jeopardy. And when it's about some nigga shit and you or this motherfucker could be in jeopardy, you should do like Chris Rock. Because Chris Rock can say I'm black and Will is black and I ain't gonna press no charges. He didn't say that shit. But that's what the fuck he was doing. Now, whether he intended to do it or not is not that's not my point. My point is this shit is making everybody talk about everything except what happened. We want to talk about what it looked like, what it represented, you know, black people, white people, Oscars. Television recordings. No, that's not what happened. What happened was a motherfucker took offense to some shit that's being said, and coincidentally, it was a nigga. And you need to understand, nigga don't give a fuck. Nigga ain't caring. I could be at the inaugural for the president. Some motherfucker say some shit fucked up. I'm going off. That's what Will Smith was thinking. So whatever he thought was fucked up, blah, 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 he went off. But what I'm saying is, do he go off according to how white people say you go off? Or do he do what niggas do? Because niggas, I don't give a fuck where I'm at. I ain't giving a fuck. Man, you just said some foul shit. Bam! That's Will Smith. So what I'm saying is Chris Rock. He could have said, you punk-ass motherfucker, bitch-ass nigga, and said all kind of shit, blah, 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 that's been in the media, blah, 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 making Will a gay motherfucker, making Jada some fucking pussy-eating bitch. I'm saying, he could have said all that shit. But then he would have been jousting for motherfuckers to take his side. I'm talking about, even I don't think I would have been able to do it. But what Chris Rock did was the real motherfucking thing to do. Damn! This nigga didn't slap me. Now, at that point, I agree. But what I'm saying is he should have said something. Man, you know, if we were somewhere else, man, I'd have to come see you. Matter of fact, I might have to come see you when this shit is over. I mean, it's still staying in line because ain't nothing happening on stage. But at least Chris Rock is standing up. He didn't stand up with the shit he did. He just acted like a white boy. That's what they do. Oh, fuck. Motherfucker slapped me. Ain't no nigga gonna get slapped and then repeat that he was slapped. The nigga, when you slap him, the moment your hand make contact with his jaw, his reaction is to beat your ass before your hand get back. And we didn't see that from Chris. So I don't know if this shit was staged. I just don't know if it was. Because I do see how Chris didn't know this motherfucker was going to walk up here and slap him. But I do see how this motherfucker was walking up on Chris, you know, kind of like, nigga. And Chris didn't, he didn't prepare for it. Who's right? Oh, no, I'm not saying there's no right. Chris Rock is right. I don't give a fuck if you like what he did or not. He's right in what he did. So that brings me to what I want to talk about today. I mean, these days, so many motherfuckers are out in the streets claiming shit. They real, they just say that. Most of the motherfuckers I speak with do not sleep. Go at it straight-laced. They do this. They see or they identify a starting point. And then let's say they kick it with me and they identify an end-up point that has game. And everything in the middle, they don't even fuck with. They just don't. Because you guys want it right now. I don't blame you. I wanted it right now. That's why, as soon as I heard something, I went and did it. 24 hours didn't go by. I am not trying to play. No, you motherfuckers let it. Oh, we need to think about it. Okay, think about it, motherfucker. I don't care. Do it. Do it. I'm saying a lot of dudes that I fuck with, that I speak to, have no clue about how shit really goes. Not just street shit. I'm talking about life. They have no idea how life really goes. Some motherfuckers be talking about buying bitches shit. You know, you buying some shit before you, like, demand whatever. Or some motherfuckers be talking about offering bitches part ownership in some kind of whatever shit. And the one thing none of them know is that's what's killing you motherfuckers. That's what's killing the motherfucking abba-dabba off. What? Oh, no, no. That's what's killing the game off. It ain't killing this abba-dabba off. What I'm saying is the game has been interpreted by so many fraudulent motherfuckers that now you just have one big fraudulent definition of what game is. And you guys listen to people that's going to confirm what you're thinking. The three amigos, you know, Steve the Dean especially, listen, man. All I'm saying is them motherfuckers be talking about, you can do it, all you got to do is know 1 + 1 = 2. That's not all you need to do, but if that's where you're coming from, you got to understand that's why you ain't got shit. The one and only reward, any motherfucker like me or anybody in this goddamn shit life living, you know, about this game, the only reward they want is more game. I'm telling you, what you do with your money, you know, other things, that's completely on you, and hopefully, you know, you do some good shit with it. But what I'm saying is, some things that you do with your money in your after pimp life should be thought about while you're doing whatever the fuck you're doing in your pimp life. So all those goddamn hoes supposed to know there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. They're supposed to know that. But then let me ask you this, are they leprechauns? Because leprechauns know that. What I'm saying is, you damn Skippy, if she fucking with me, she a leprechaun. Because I know, bitch, if you fuck with me, there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, if you want to fuck with me and see, fine. If you don't because you think I'm talking shit, fine. What I'm saying is it about that fucking rainbow or the end at the end? Or is it about what the fuck I'm saying? To me, since I know they're one and the same, that's how I want you to see it. That's why I kick it like I do. That's why I break shit down. That's why I make the motherfucking bitch understand. You can't fuck with me thinking that. But I never say those words. Because I know the art of conversation. It's an art. It's, everyone took it for granted. Just like everybody took going and apply for a job as they took it for granted until they realized there's a certain or a bunch of certain things you got to do. That's when everybody, this preparation course, this, that, and blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is all you motherfuckers fucking with it because it ain't just going and apply for the job anymore. This is how you do it. See, the true motherfucker don't promise no woman or no employer or none. Don't promise nobody nothing except what he can do. See, and you gotta understand, if you don't have no strong, if you're in the streets, you ain't got no strong women. You know, and you got them motherfuckers holding on to some kind of, yeah, baby, I'm gonna make you part owner and blah blah, some kind of bullshit. It's just asking for trouble. Because bitches hold on to that goddamn shit you say. I mean, it's what makes them believe in you. And then to find out it's some bullshit. You can see why most bitches that fuck with dudes, you know, they're supposed to be like me. They end up hating dudes. They end up liking pussy. man. Why? They can't trust no dude. Every one of them full of shit. And then they found out, see, the thing about when the bitches start fucking with pussy, first they really think, you know, being a lesbian is what's up. But then after a while they realize there's no one for me, male or female, because this bitch gonna do the same shit that fucking nigga was doing. And I'm gonna have to deal with it. So then the bitch is dealing with it. She's fucked up in the head because no one can reach her. Man. See, what I'm saying is when a broad do that kind of goddamn shit, you know, she's not as sharp as she could be. You know, just as a motherfucking man using things other than what is real to try to catch a broad is not as sharp as he could be. Because you're using bullshit. The things that you promise some woman to get her makes you like a Monty Hall type dude. You remember Monty Hall? Let's make a deal. A real motherfucker, you know, a real stand-up woman only want to know that you have principles and you have some of this abba-dabba. And I'm giving, you know, the broad some abba-dabba that's going to last her a lifetime. And she really don't have to pay me. She can fucking get this abba-dabba that I'm kicking with her and choose and pay another motherfucker. I ain't mad at the bitch if she choose. Because I'm a firm believer in the fact that, you know, she looks better going than coming. Because I'm a motherfucker that got that hours down and maybe she couldn't stand it. I respect that bitch. She said, well, man, I can't stand it. I'm gone. I'm going to give her a lesson, motherfucker. Now, when I watch that bitch back as she leaves, I say to myself, God damn it, I got paid. The true practitioner of this fucking abba-dabba will understand what I just said. And those of you who won't get what I just said, we'll just complain that I'm out of touch. I'm so goddamn happy to be out. I'm happy to be out of touch with you motherfuckers. You guys don't want nothing real. You want anything. You want anything to work. No, a certain thing works. And if you got that certain thing, you got it. And if you don't, you don't. Now, you can not have it, but you can acquire it because you're down and dirty. Because I didn't have it, but I acquired it. Some of them were born with shit. I don't think I was born with it because I had to fuck around to get it. And I wouldn't be in the game today if... I just wouldn't be in the game today if I couldn't do this. Even if I was turning out tomorrow, I just wouldn't accept or I wouldn't develop none of this crutch bullshit you guys have going on. You know, you guys do not depend on you. Me, Shante, Hot, every one of us simply depended on what we was talking about. And I would have to be as my forefathers was in this game, I would have to be that way, which is the way I am. I'm straight-laced. Now, be like you want to be. You know, do what you want to do. But it ain't about this abba-dabba cue when you offer motherfuckers shit to fuck with you. Finally! I got it. Oh, goddammit, this fucking Paul. Paul, what's happening?
Hello?
Oh, maybe this ain't far. My bad. Let's have the caller, 718.
All right, man. I have a question for you, right, based on what you were just talking about. So in the situation, right, there are certain things that a man is supposed to have. Well, be. One is be a protector, a provider, slash businessman, and all of that, right? So, say
no,
in the event.
No. No.
Okay.
Man ain't supposed to be a man, if that's the case, should be able to be a provider, but he ain't got to be the provider in today's world. So, come out.
Okay. And so, my question was, in the event, if someone didn't possess those qualities or actually came short on one, and there's nobody to really guide them.
Can you please ask your question, man?
Okay. What do you suggest that they do in the event where they come up short and they try to talk to a woman and say, since you don't
I
can't deal with it.
Stop. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen to me, man. Do you see how hard it was for you to ask that question?
Oh, well, yeah, because I was trying to get my words together.
I did not ask you why, did I?
Yep. Nope.
Yep, I did or no?
No, you didn't.
So, why are you telling me why? Because listen to me, man. Listen to me.
Yep.
You didn't fucking ask the question. You stumbled over it. You stumbled over it until, you know, this part and that part and whatever part got done. And then you feel you asked the question. What I'm saying is think about, not me, but think about somebody that's listening to you, man. What the fuck do you sound like? Who is going to take you serious? When you raised your hand and got chose, and you can't even say what you raised your hand for. What about that, man?
Enough said. I respect that.
No, stop. What do you mean by I respect that?
Because
I didn't ask you I did not ask you why you said what you said.
No.
I asked you, what do you mean?
It's your opinion. And so I respect that.
What's my opinion?
Based on the statement that you just made. Well, how is anyone supposed to
take? Do you want people to guess what you're talking about, or do you want them to know? Hey, man, can you be quiet and let me finish? Or do you want them to know what you're talking about? Seems like you would want them to know what you're talking about. So whatever you said, that stuff we just did, blah, 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 say what that shit is so people know what the fuck you're talking about. Because we talk about 10, 15 things, then you talking about it, what we said back then, you know. How the fuck do I know what you're talking about? Now, let's go.
Okay. So, what do you suggest one do who doesn't have the necessary things that a man is supposed to have? How should they get it?
Hey, wait. Now, that's two questions. What do I suggest a motherfucker that ain't got what he need do? And then the second thing is, how do he do it? And the answer is the same. Get off your fucking ass and quit doing that bullshit you doing right now. That's exactly why you ain't shit. You ain't going to be shit until you stop doing what you doing now. You can't even express yourself. You can't even say or ask what's on your mind to say or ask. Somebody got to have 40 minutes to hear you say, yeah, man, I want to cross the street so I can get on the other side. Because you can't talk. You don't believe shit you think. That's why you sound like you sound when you talking. Because if you believed what the fuck you think, you would flow like I do. You wouldn't sound like me. You just wouldn't be so fucking stumbling about what you got to say. Do you understand that?
I understand it.
Wait, man, what the fuck am I saying to you then?
Slow down.
No, get your shit together. Maybe you're going fast, maybe you're going slow. I don't know, because I don't know you, but I know your shit fucked up. And you need to get it together, because you think crazy. You think the way that's going to keep you not doing shit. Period. Now stay on the line. I got 256 I want to talk to. What's up, 256?
Okay.
Hey, what's happening, bud?
None.
Hey, so I had a quick question. So I remember a video a while back you had talked to a caller about the difference between a relationship between a pimp and a hoe versus a square man and his woman. And you were saying that the biggest difference was that a pimp has principles. And I was wondering if you have any, like, examples of these principles.
No, you should wonder if you know what principles are, do you?
Yeah, principles are, yes.
What are they?
Kind of like a code of conduct that you live by.
How do you come up with them?
I mean, there's all kind of ways, but...
No, it's not.
Just discover.
It's not. It's all kind of ways if you want to be a bullshit motherfucker and don't answer the question.
I say you got to learn it from experience.
Stop right there. What if what you just said is right? What I'm saying is that's what's wrong with you motherfuckers. You don't believe what you think. You just think it. And you want to sit up there and have somebody confirm it for you. That is the fucking way. You experience the goddamn shit and see that it works. Yeah, but you won't say that when a nigga asks you that question. Well, how can you tell? Because you're scared of what you think. You tell yourself so much bullshit that when it comes to using what you think, you can't use it or you won't use it because you know you lie to yourself all the time. I might have accepted some bullshit. What I'm saying is this, bro. Did you know that what you just said was or is the right answer?
I did.
Now let me tell you this. And all you guys listen, if you know what answer you gave right now was right or should have been the answer, what the fuck brought it about? What made that answer right? What question, what situation happened to where you know that's right?
Because I've gotten little tidbits of advice from OGs before, and I never really listened to their word of advice until I bumped my head and listened to it. So I know it's you know, you can get it the easy way or the hard way, you know.
Okay, I kind of understand what you're saying, but it you can get it the wrong way. I didn't really, I had OGs give it to me, it to me before, and you know, and I guess now I'm paying attention to it. What the fuck is it?
Like their words of advice.
Listen to me, man, and understand me. You don't want people to have these types of questions when you speak. You're supposed to answer all this as you speak. And when you stop, the motherfucker's going to have a particular question that they have, because you've already explained, showed them what time it is, where you coming from. You didn't get all that about what you're saying. You didn't leave it for them to be able to ask you this, ask you that, because that's what they do to say no. They have all this to ask so they can tell you no, even if you answer their fucking questions. It's only when you shut their goddamn ass up. You may not be able to completely shut them up, but you're going to be able to shut them up by how thoroughly you go over whatever the fuck you're talking about. And they're going to have to step outside of what you're talking about to have something to say or have some sort of question. Or they're going to have questions you totally prepared for because they're staying within the boundaries of what the fuck you said. Either way, either way you driving, bro. That's the object of having this abba-dabba. You want to drive. You don't want to be no passenger.
100% proactive, yep.
If anything, you want to drive. You don't want to get on a roller coaster and be subject to the curves. Fuck that. I ain't getting on it. I'm scared of it, but let me tell you, I will ride it if I have to. But I know I'm going to be scared as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I ain't scared to be scared. I just don't choose to be scared. But let me tell you, some jumping off, well, I got to do it. Man, fuck being scared. Being scared going to have you, you know, suffer the consequences. Or you just going to have to not be able to do it. It might be jump across this building to the next building. If you stay on this building, you're going to die. 100. So would you rather die trying to jump across or just waiting because you're scared about whatever the fuck? Who would? Don't nobody want to choose in that instance. But I do. I choose. I'm jumping. I'm jumping right away. I ain't getting a fuck. Already didn't surmise I can't win over here. So if I'm going to lose, I may as well lose on my own volition. Nigga couldn't make it. God damn, I didn't jump. Oh, I'm short. Now I'm falling 100 floors down to the goddamn street. I'm dead. But if I didn't jump, wouldn't I be the same dead? The difference is, I didn't motherfucking accept somebody's hand they dealt me. I'm going out on my own volition, and I do not want none of what I'm saying to ever happen. But I'm telling you, if it did, that's how I'm handling it, because I believe in what I think. I'm not, you know, a person to, you know, I'm on the roof and I got to jump as far as that's what I'm thinking. I'm not about to start thinking, well, what if I don't make it? Well, you know, what if I'm too old to push off enough? Well, all of that is really there to think about. But if you don't jump, Your ass, let's say the building on fire, your ass burning up. So what is the fucking difference? Stand here and burn the fuck up or jump across and make it or jump across and hit the wall and goddamn fall to the ground. I mean, I'd rather jump across than hit the wall every time. I would. And let me tell you, let's say, make it even worse. I look over there, and I know this is too fucking far for me to jump. I know it, but I might, if I fucking run right and take off right, I might make it. Man, I'm taking that chance. I'm taking it. Even though 80% say I ain't gonna make it. I'm taking that chance because 100% say I'm burning up if I don't. Mm-hmm. 2 and 2 is 4, fellas. You gotta understand. It ain't no in-between bullshit. It's either or. You either walk this shit or you don't. If you do, you got to handle it the way it says. And fellas, you got to understand what I'm saying to you right now. It's not that you're wrong or right as far as your as far as what you're thinking. What makes you wrong or right is your choice about what you're going to do. The shit you think, you can't help it. I can't help it. We going to think it. But what the fuck are you going to do about what you think? No one is going to be on the roof and have to jump across. So you can say, oh, man, you know, that's just some fantasy book. But it's a representation of life that happens on the street. You walk across the street, some motherfucker talking wild, and, you know, do you say something to this motherfucker? Or do you act like, blah, 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 just walk past him? I'm going to walk past this motherfucker. And then as you get close, the motherfucker come up to you talking to you. Then what the fuck you gonna do? I'm saying life happens right now. If you don't think right, you better like be prepared. Cause you know what I tell them? You better get the fuck away from me. Cause you know what? 9 out of 10 motherfuckers crazy like that, they're not crazy enough to fuck with you. They're crazy enough to come show you how crazy they are. And if you start dealing with them, they go, you know, whatever with you. But if you let them go, man, look, I ain't got time for that motherfucker shit, fuck you. And what, man, you ain't got to say what I just said, but you got to have that attitude. That motherfucker will leave you alone. Why do I know that? New York, New Orleans, Los Angeles, motherfucking Minnesota, Florida, fucking Washington, fucking goddamn Pennsylvania, fucking, I mean, I done been everywhere, and all them crazy motherfuckers are the same way. They crazy as fuck if you deal with what they doing, but if you let them know you ain't, I ain't fucking with it, they ain't gonna fuck with you. They like act crazy and don't act like they even heard what you said, but they going about their business. Now, you can believe that or not. I can give a fuck. I already lived it. 337, what's up with you, man? You've been on there a long time.
Hey, what's happening, bud? Just hollering at you.
Never, what's up?
Just chilling, man. Hey, I got a quick question for you, man. So I did get the SWU. However, man, this was some years ago. So what I'm saying is there any way you can go back into the email records and, you know, pull a record to show that I paid for it already?
Probably is, but listen to this. The thing is, what are you trying to do? You just want to, what, revisit it now?
Well, not only do I want to revisit it, but when I did it before, it's before you kind of had the program that was more interactive. Now you got the thing for the truckers. I travel a lot, so
okay,
you know, it's better for me.
Okay, stop. You got to understand, bro. Now you making sense, because at first I didn't understand you. You a trucker.
No, I'm not a trucker, but I kind of work like a trucker. You know, I drive cross country all the time. But, you know,
okay, you're not a trucker, but you a person that, like you say, drive across country. All right, I understand that now. So what is your question again?
Well, I want to kind of get back into the SWU, because before, like I said, it was more interactive and I couldn't, you know, log into the classes and join the Facebook groups and all that. I just didn't have time to do it. But now I can. But I can, with the SWU, as far as like that truckers, just you got for people that travel a lot and can't really
check
like
in.
Attend
check
the classes.
In. Check it out. Check it out. Yeah. We can't talk about all this stuff here. You know my email, askrosebud@gmail.com. Hit me so we can talk about it. Yes, I can help you. Hey, listen, no matter what, I want to work with you. I want all you trucking or driving type dudes to start being able to confirm or, you know, at least, you know, support the fact that this shit is real for you too. So get at me, man. AskRosebud@gmail.com. And I'll give a fuck what you need. I'ma work with you.
All right, I got you. Hey, can I add in about the thing about what you're talking about now as far as your thoughts?
Yes, but before you do, let me say this. Make sure when you hit me, you put your full phone number in it.
I got you.
All right, what you got to say?
Well, I just wanted to say, man, you know, when I started listening, taking it more seriously about the way that I think and how to act on what I really think and not second guess myself, man, things seem to work out far more in my favor when I do that. That's all I got to say about it.
Let me explain something to you guys. Why he experienced that is the same reason if you try it, you're going to experience it. Because your first thought on whatever is going on, I don't care what it is, your first thought is the truest thought. Your second thought is being filtered to what you think about what you thought. And any thoughts after that is being filtered even more. So the only real you is your first thought. And if you fucking a damn fool, you know, your first thought might be to jump off a bridge. See if you can swim. But unless you a damn fool, your first thought is not going to be anything other than something concerning what you want. Something concerning where you coming from. Something that's going to make you see real shit. You got to believe that. That's why Rosebud in Sidewalk University is about think it, do it. Don't think it and think about it. And definitely don't think about what you're thinking about. Because that's what people do. Alpha motherfuckers thinking and doing. Beta motherfuckers thinking and think about it. Charlie motherfuckers thinking and think about what they thinking, and then they think about what they thinking about what they thinking. And we don't want to go with Delta. I'm saying we don't want to do that shit. And I'm
I was just going to say, man, what really made me start following my first mind, so to speak, is when my confidence started developing. I stopped giving a fuck and I started going with my first mind, bro. But in order to do that, I had to believe in myself first. You understand?
Don't even sound like you need the course again, man. But yeah, I got you. But what I'm saying is, man, in order to do that, you have to know you're not lying. You have to know you ain't telling yourself no blown up bullshit. Man, I know that if I'm driving down the street and I see some broad over at the crosswalk, man, I'm pulling over. And if I'm riding by and somebody riding by too, give me the eye, I'm going to pull her over. a lot of motherfuckers might say some shit like that and won't even try it when they get that action. Then they know they tell themselves them kind of lies. That's why they don't act on what they say, because they know they full of shit. I act on all that. Bitch, don't look at me. Don't give me no eye contact, because if I get it, I'm at you. I don't care what's going on. We could be at the fair looking at some cow eating some hay. I don't give a fuck. If you make eye contact with me, then that means something. Or it don't. But I'm a see, because I think it means something. Or you wouldn't have made eye contact with me. That's just how it is. Bitches don't make eye contact with a motherfucker on an accident. They just don't. Did you know that?
You
337, yeah, did
oh.
you know that? That bitches
no,
don't, listen, did you know that bitches don't make eye contact by accident?
No, I didn't know that. The only way I pick up on eye contact and accept it is like, you know, she's showing interest, it's got to be kind of prolonged. But if it's like
stop,
a split second,
stop, fuck all that, that's weak bullshit. What I'm saying is this. What if you thought, you know, you gazing around and you thinking, man, I catch a bitch making eye contact with me, I'm getting at her because I know I got action. And then you're looking around, and baby, you see her. She make eye contact. Now, what are you going to do? Just make eye contact? No. Now that you're thinking this shit, as soon as you see her, you're going to make an eyebrow move. You're going to make some sort of gesture. She's going to smile.
Right.
And before you know it, you're going to be over there at that bitch. Why? Because you're thinking properly. That don't mean you're going to catch her. But you have to be thinking properly to get at her. And you have to think about your goddamn self. I am the most selfish and conceited bastard you ever knew in your life. Because don't nothing happen that I think ain't about me. Shit. Come on. Come on, bitch. You looking at me cause, and I'm going to start explaining why she looking at me. You like my beard. You like that I'm a whole nigga. You like my voice. You like, I'm going to say whole bunch of shit why you like me. Why am I going to say that? Because I think you like me. Why do I think you like me? Because I said if I make eye contact with a bitch, that bitch is mine. Now, I might miss that bitch. But what do I get out of it? Confidence.
Thanks.
I'm fucking with me. I'm fucking with what I think as soon as I think it. Fuck the bitch if she don't think what I think. But what if the bitch do think what I think? Shit, you bringing her home like I do. You see my fucking videos. I ain't bullshitting this. See, bitch after bitch fucking with me. They ain't the same bitches. And I'm 70. Come on, man. This shit is real. It ain't got nothing to do with how old you are. It has something to do with how much you believe and what the fuck you do. And if you believe, you can tell this, hey, you make me lying, shit. I don't feel like I'm going to get you, you know. You gonna give me some pussy? What? Fuck some pussy, bitch. You let me send you a Uber. If you can tell the bitch that, something like that, and the bitch accepted, you can X pussy off the map.
Yeah, hey, boy, I appreciate it, OG. Hey, I gotta get up off of here right now, though. Hey, but
ain't nobody
one
talking
thing, man.
To you. Nigga, ain't nobody talking to you. I mean, just you. I ain't talking to just you. All right. Hey. You know, man. Shit. Dudes call in with some good shit. When I get to, you know, talking, and they be staying online. And they be thinking that I'm really, like, talking to them about what we started talking about. But what happens is what they said was fly as fuck, and it brought all this other shit out of me. So as I answered their question or statement or whatever, I tell you, I'm not a motherfucker that don't elaborate. You know, if you want to don't elaborate, you better start elaborating. Because that's what I be doing. I just go on from what we can. Oh, 305, what's up with you? A Florida nigga, come up.
What's good, boy?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you? 305, that's an original Florida number.
Oh man, that's located in Miami, you know.
That's what's up.
But
baby.
like you say, man, because I was raised by old Coon, you know, my grandfather, so to speak. And like you say, you know, when a bitch looking at you, you know, she's looking at you for a reason, not a season.
Hey, check game.
You know, so
check game. I'm feeling what you're saying. I'm feeling what you're saying. But what I'm saying is this. You said she's looking at you for a reason, not a season. See, that means you got to understand this too, bro. When you say some shit like that to a motherfucker, they already know you full of shit. Why? Because that's a saying. If you say, you know, she's looking at you, you're looking at you for a reason, not a season. Otherwise, I'm saying, you know, she really want to fuck with you, and that's why she's still looking at you. I mean, if you make some sense out of what you're saying, then it's not about what you're saying. It's about the point you're making.
Okay.
Do you hear me?
Exactly.
Really?
I'm with you.
Okay.
No, I'm with you when you're right. I'm with you when you're right.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that this is how you guys, this is what you guys be missing, because you're not keyed in on conversation. You keyed in on talking at a bitch. You're not keyed in on talking to her. See, you gotta understand, you gotta talk to the bitch. You can't talk at her like most of you motherfuckers do. And the shit you
Tell
did
it like it is.
The shit you did present talking at a motherfucker instead of talking to a motherfucker, man. But you know, I love it because it let me do what I just did. Go ahead.
No. I'm just mainly just checking in with you. Just wanted to, you know, tap in with you. But I'm, you know, one thing about it, you know, you gotta be a good listener, you know, at the same time, you know, as far as, you know, inheriting that game.
I take it that you are a good listener because you're very calm about what you're saying. So let's just keep rolling. Hey, it's one thing, not one thing, it's a lot of things. But all of you motherfuckers, that's really about this abba-dabba. Game, the word, don't mean shit. It means hopscotch. It fucking means checkers. The word game is nothing. Now you gotta understand, we about this abba-dabba, because if we say game, we're saying what all these other goddamn suckers is saying. So we got to distinguish. We ain't suckers. We about this abba-dabba. And you know what's really a motherfucker? It's hard to just use that word, abba-dabba, and abba-dabba Q. You know, unless you really know what you're talking about and you're trying to use it right. Suckers can't use it. Man, you know, man, this game that I'm doing, you know, this is game. They ain't gonna say this is the abba-dabba that I'm doing, because the abba-dabba means something. Just understand that. So, most of you motherfuckers wonder why you run into these fucked up bitches. If you're in the streets, you wonder why you run into so many fucked up punks. Punk assholes. see. It's the path that you take to getting after bitch or catching the bitch that makes her a punk. Just like if you take the correct path, you'll make her a Trojan just by taking the correct path. See, you motherfuckers allow bitches to make eye contact with you. And you don't charge because if the bitch make eye contact with a real nigga, oh, nigga getting at her and he's going to get over there some kind of way. It might not be breaking her for her little money, but it's going to be some kind of way. Charge. Bitch, you making eye contact with a nigga and you ain't really trying to do nothing. You know, you better get your motherfucker. You need to wear dark sunglasses when you're in the club. I mean, you know, check that bitch. I'm saying, you motherfucker allow bitches to be in the same conversation that you and another motherfucking real nigga about this abadabba is having. You know, you talking and she say, but you think about that. She interrupts. You allow motherfuckers, bitches, to voice their opinions on your business. You make deals with women. You speak to them and know damn well the motherfucker ain't going to do a goddamn thing for you. Now, you fuck with this motherfucker before you even get any kind of action as far as money or whatever, monetary action, I guess I should say. And then you want to wonder why she don't have no respect for you as far as the game you spitting? Because you ain't spitting no game. You got to let her know you about to have a dabba, baby, and it ain't like that no more. All that bullshit, you know, otherwise you can't make no eye contact with me. You know, I'm going to get at you. I'm going to follow up that eye contact. Otherwise, you might have some money. You're going to have to follow that, too. What I'm saying is I ain't allowing no brawl to get in my conversation with you. Man, I don't give a fuck. Shut up, bitch. I ain't got to call her a bitch, but I'm saying if she opened her mouth, she must want to be called a bitch. My point is, I ain't finna allow no motherfucker to have an opinion on my business. You can have an opinion on what the fuck you want to do, and you can have an opinion on what the fuck I'm helping you do, but about what I'm doing, you ain't got no. Period. And I'm not finna promise you shit. I ain't finna make no deal with you about what the fuck you gonna get if you pay me. I'm finna, the only deal I'm making is I'm a raw dog pimp you. What I'm saying is I ain't talking to no broad that I can tell or I can feel ain't gonna do shit. Fuck you, you pretty motherfucker. Man, I ain't fucking with no bitch in no kind of way, taking her nowhere, doing nothing with the bitch, and then I'm wondering what I'm going to get. Shit, because I know all of that shit makes them disrespect the game. So, if you fucking want to, you know, run into stump damn women, you got to be a stump damn man. You can't be no half-ass, punk-ass motherfucker believing some shit, going for every other motherfucking thing, and expect some bitch gonna follow you. You fucking idiot. Stump down means no deals. Straight heels and thrills of watching a motherfucking woman get what the fuck you want. And all you need to do is accept that the motherfucking rules of what you're doing exists. It's not something made up. What makes you think it's made up is because so many people have interpreted it. They interpreted it. It's this, it's that, it's blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you what it is. What I'm saying is if you accept what it is, we can bring it back. No, man. I can't bring it back by myself. The rules to being, or how to be a man amongst the women you want to deal with, is they were actually made to keep the kind of complaints that you hear coming from women from actually coming. And the only motherfuckers that would make those complaints was dudes faking to be about the game. Women wouldn't make them. I mean, if you don't want no bra to look at you like a sucker, then I don't think you should do sucker shit. But, I mean, maybe you think that you can do sucker shit and the bitch will look at you and whatever. Just talking, see, I just realized something. After the rude awakening that I received from last semester, I had to sit and think. And while thinking, I started doubting myself. Well, I think I told you about doubt before. But let me tell you something. You might remember the other day when I said the worst thing insecurity does, insecurity and doubt, the worst things they do is make you think. Now, I had to learn that again on myself recently because of this fucking doubt I had about, you know, what I was doing only made me realize I didn't have enough gas in my tank for the love and the dedication, the education that I have to have. So it was, my tank was low. And the reason it was low was because everything was going so well for me. I was just speeding through, you know, just doing shit. I didn't pay attention to my gas tank. Now, you know, that I've refueled because I didn't run out of gas. I seen it before it was too late. I refueled. Otherwise, the reason I was empty is because of my tank of doubt. I had, like, replenished. I then killed all the doubt I had, and I just had a little bit of doubt left. And then I came up with this motherfucking shit and had this down coming back. I'm saying, I got more. I got a full tank now. So what I'm saying is, you know, my tank is full. I got enough doubt. I'm just going to use it in my classes. I'm going to use it to make these dudes see a lot of things that I didn't think about before. I ain't afraid to doubt anything I do. As a matter of fact, I can't even recall anything I did that I didn't doubt, you know, whether or not I knew what the fuck I was doing. So, I never doubt that I'm going to learn what it takes. But I know, since I know that I'm not going to, I'm not a jack of all things. So, I mean, I know a little about a lot of shit. But I only know a lot about one thing, and that one thing is me. That's why I'm just selfish and conceited bastard, because all I think about is me, because every little fuck thing going on in my life, I just don't want to be wrong about. And if I'm wrong, don't get me wrong, I will adjust. But my thing is, I am self-sufficient. Learning is a serious process, and you got to accept that it's serious. You can't just say you learned something. Because if you do, you're just going to drown in your own goddamn misery. That's all you're going to do. You're going to fucking drown in your misery. Because all you're doing is lying to yourself. And at one point, the lying will catch up with you. And then you're going to have to ask the real question. And that's, what now? If you fuck with me, if you fuck with Sidewalk University, I guarantee you will not ever be in this position again. I'm going to try. I don't know if I can, but I'm going to try to get some motherfuckers that graduated from Sidewalk University back in 2017, something like that. And I'm going to try to bring them on so you can hear. They're going to all tell you they use it daily now. And when I told them, let's say it's level 10, and you've done everything and got your shit to a level 10, when you was on level 9, you could only see up to 10. But when you got on level 10, see, level 10 went a long way back, and you couldn't see it from down here on 9. Because at level 7, you could see 8, you know, and at level 8, you could see 9. But at level 9, I mean, you can't see. I mean, you can actually see 10. But at level 9, getting up to 10, will, as you start peeking over the top, you're going to start seeing that it goes so far back, there's 11, 12, 13, all the way up to whatever level. So what I'm saying is every time you get to the top, then you go back and revisit that fucking course. You're going to see that the top that you got to was the bottom of where the fuck you going. I'm out.